So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. All right. So today I wanted to share a little tip on just what do I use, like when my thoughts may be feeling overwhelmed or trying to do so much and your mind's just scrambled or distracted and you feel like, oh, please, I just want a time out, you know? I'm going to read you my favourite, well, right now it's my favourite psalm. Psalm 27, yes, says this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then it goes on in verse 5 to say, for the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. So, I love the Psalms. They just help me so much when you feel kind of all emotional. You don't know what your emotions are feeling. Now, I must say, I'm not really like that kind of woo-woo emotional girl where I'm kind of led by my emotions and stuff. But I can relate to people that are, okay? But the Psalms really help you to connect emotionally to God. And I just love like when David's talking about the Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? God don't want you to fear no one but him, of course, you know? And so what I do when I have like lots of feelings or thoughts, I just feel overwhelmed and stuff. What helps me is to develop what I've called like power verses, okay? So what I do is on my Google Drive, I'll put like little different folders and stuff of different topics that I may be feeling or thinking, or someone has said something and I thought, yeah, that'd be good for me to study it or have some notes for it. So what I do is I make different folders in the Google Drive. Like, give you an example. I've got one on like boldness, caring heart, feeling overwhelmed, faith, hope, love, no fear, call to create, patience, need a lot of patience, trust, 25 scriptures. I've got 25 scriptures on feeling sad or depression, acedia, atheist, emotionally challenged, God's protection, reaching out, just thankfulness. I create different folders with different like blogs or scriptures in there. So I give you an example. The one I'm going to read is going to the folder, just randoms, intimacy with God. Yeah. So when I look in intimacy with God, I'll go into it. And sometimes what I do is I'll look for scriptures myself, or I'll just Google a blog on like intimacy with God or falling in love with God or whatever the thing is I'm feeling. If I'm not feeling bold, I might research that and then copy and paste the text into a Word document and save it into my Google Drive on the folder. So let me just read you. So the intimacy with God says this. Intimacy with God is available to you. It's accessible to you as God's promises. And God's invitation to you to enjoy intimate fellowship with him is a thing that is putting your faith to the test more than anything. And then they say, read James 1-2. So what I really love is to always have a power. I call it a power note or a power document, whatever you want to call it. And I put it into the topics that relate to me. So when I'm not feeling bold, I may go into that document, that Word document, which has got scriptures, might have some commentary from a blog in it and stuff, so that I can read up on things to really help switch my mind so I can be more bold if I have to go and invite someone out who I'm feeling like really intimidated by. Or if I need to have more faith, I'll go into the document that I've read. Or if someone had a great lesson, and I'll put the notes in there. So I like to try and put my things in order. Do what works for you, yeah, love, as well. But for me, I like to put my notes or encouragement power notes into folders of the topic or theme heading. If it works for you to put it under the names of the Bible, do it, love. Whatever works for you. But I'm just saying, do something that works. Don't just feel overwhelmed when all the thoughts and the feelings and the woo woo just take you and you're just like, I'm just going to sit down there and just yam chocolate. No. Find a system that's going to work for you to help pull you out of that worry, anxious thought, feeling angry, feeling bitter, unforgiving, unloving, all the different uns. Yeah, you get the point. So that's what works for me. Those of you watching on camera can see like the folders and stuff. I hope you can see that really nice and clearly. But open a Google document drive, set up folders, even things like making friends. I study out how to make friends in a godly way so I can be even more clear on that and how to do it and make sure I'm encouraging, learning love languages and stuff. So I like to put things in topics, not because I just like to be organized, yeah. But when it's times of struggle or trouble, you need to be able to get into the solution quickly. Like, yes, know all your scriptures and put scriptures into the Word document. If it helps you to think of like how beautiful you are, I need a reminder. Put pictures. Here we go. I just thought of this now. If you struggle with reminding yourself how beautiful, cherished princess you are, open a Word document. Put pictures in on your hottie days, yeah. Put it in. Then get scriptures from the Psalms. Oh, there's so many. Listen, right, you can go to town in the Psalms, go into songs, ones that just remind you of who you are. Listen, here we go. I'm onto it now. I'm there. I'm halfway through, but I'm there. Ladies, often you can struggle with feeling not so pretty. And particularly if you're not in a situation where you're often told, you're so pretty, you're beautiful, etc. Sometimes you've got to be telling yourself that, yeah? But God wants to tell you how beautiful you are. And just having this, as I said, open a Word document, put pictures in when you're on your hottie days, get a scripture from song so you can hear how beautiful God reminds you are. In Song 7:6, God says, how beautiful you are and how pleasing, my love, with your delights, yeah? So put that into the scripture. And so on those days when you feel like, oh, I don't feel pretty, oh, my hair's not right, oh, I don't like my makeup, oh, my tummy, my clothes, I'm too overweight, blah, 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 all the different little negative things that Satan tries to tell you, create a power verse document where you've got pictures of you looking beautiful and scriptures that tell you that you're beautiful. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think that will help you a lot. It will help me. I just thought of that just now while I'm just recording this now. But I think that will be, let me just give you this scripture. Put this one as well if you struggle with reminding yourself that you're a cherished, beautiful princess. Songs 4:7, you are altogether beautiful. My darling, there is no flaw in you, okay? So always remember that. So Satan's going to try and tell you you're not slim enough, you're not tall enough, you're not fat enough, you're not slim enough, you're not bulky. All the different you're nots. God wants to tell you, my dear, today you are more than beautiful. There's no flaw on you. Can you imagine? There's no flaw on you. That's how God sees you. But do you see you like that? If not, create a power verse Word document. Put it into the topic, as I said, into the folder. I don't know, beautiful, whatever works for you. So when you feel those insecure days, you don't like what you're wearing, you don't feel right, you don't feel beautiful, go into that document, read it, remind yourself how beautiful you are, and more so how God has designed you and knows and thinks and believes and tells you that you're beautiful, okay? So if you want more help, right, ladies, and you don't really know God as your friend, as your father, you just kind of got this kind of dictatorship kind of role of him on your life, you want to really know him as the lover of your soul, as a true romancer, to really strengthen your relationship with God, or just start a relationship with God, right? Please DM me the word Bible. Let's set up a Bible study this week so you can really know how beautiful God thinks you are. You're his cherished princess, like you'll never know, understand, or imagine until you start pouring your heart into the love letter, and he'll pour his heart right back into yours. So your homework is, create a power verse document on whatever topic works for you. The one that kind of stood out for me was the one on beautiful. And then secondly, if you do not have a true relationship with God, you know, there's something you just don't feel quite right about, or you just want a little help on the Bible, DM me the word Bible and we will set up a Bible study this very week so you can really understand how beautiful and amazing and a cherished princess that you are. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment, and subscribe.
after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.